Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my 11th episode of PHP Serverless News. PHP Foundation officially supports FrankenPHP. Today is Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view. With an eye on overall trends, this is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Alia. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 11. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I need to publish episodes to get a feel for how I want to go about doing this podcast. I prefer that I had a set schedule with set episode duration and all that stuff, but for this podcast show, the only way that I know what will work is to publish episodes and see where things settle, so that's what I'm going to do. In my opinion, something very profound just happened. The PHP Foundation has taken the FrankenPHP application server under their auspices. Last month, the PHP Foundation announced that it officially supports FrankenPHP. In my opinion, this makes FrankenPHP the de facto standard for PHP application servers. My understanding of the PHP Foundation is that its focus is on the PHP language. As stated in its website, the primary task of the PHP Foundation is to fund developers to work on PHP. Funds collected through the Open Collective platform may be used in the first place to engage the services of PHP developers to further advance the development and maintenance of the language. However, I am excited about this expanded scope. I personally think that the PHP Foundation taking FrankenPHP under its wing is a huge positive for our community. I think that this is a logical progression of previous efforts to bring SWUL into the PHP cores, care, and feeding. My understanding is that SWUL was developed as an independent PHP application engine and was then brought into PHP as a basic extension, which is why SWUL is in the PHP.NET docs. I think a big reason for the PHP Foundation's decision to officially support FrankenPHP is a desire to offer a modern alternative to FPM. The reason for this conjecture is a comment in the JetBrains recent monthly newsletter for PHP, PHP Annotated. It's built in Go, powered by the Kadi web server, and offers a fresh take on running PHP outside of the traditional FPM model. The person who authored the JetBrains newsletter wrote the PHP Foundation's FrankenPHP announcement. Thank you for listening to this 11th episode of my PHP Serverless News. PHP Foundation officially supports FrankenPHP. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.